Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining us here on Bet for the Cycle and the BetMGM Network, Cam Rogers is a sports betting expert and host and the community manager at Believe Network. Joining us here on the show, Cam, big dog, welcome in. Great to have you. What the hell is going on at this tournament?
Hey, guys, great to be with you. I have no idea. This is a whole lot of volatility. Now, we have had long shots win the PGA Championship. Sean McKeel comes to mind. So maybe that's the case here this week. But honestly, Johnny Vegas at the top of the board, credit to him. He has good history at Quail Hollow. But I don't see him winning this tournament. And you look at the history of him at major championships, he does not have one top 20 finish. So you look at the live odds over at BetMGM, obviously Scottie Scheffler is there at plus 200. My pick to win, Bryce DeChambeau right there at plus 750. I think there's value there. But going back to what you talked about with the golf course, rain, volatile conditions, there was some buzz going into this tournament this week that players didn't like the course. Forget about the weather. Now you factor in the rain and these mud balls. It's just not fun for a lot of guys out there this week.
You know, Cam, looking through this thing, and I talked to John McGinnis earlier this week because he's played this course and he's talking about everybody kind of complaining about this course specifically and just the overall length of this course right now and how narrow it is. I mean, it clearly plays for somebody that hits the ball deep, deep, deep like a Bryson. Who do you think going into today, Saturday, is going to take advantage of those deep, deep drives?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, driver was a key part of the bag for me going into this tournament because not only do you have a long golf course, 7,600 yards, it's longer than that because it's damp and you're not getting the roll off the tee that you typically would on dry conditions. So Bryson, obviously somebody that I'm looking at here this week. It's funny, you look at the leaderboard, it's not really, I would say, littered with long golfers. Like Siwoo Kim is not that long off the tee. Matt Fitzpatrick isn't either. Max Homa is really interesting to me, sitting there at 5 under par with a nice round of 64 yesterday. Came in with shaky form, but really has great vibes at Quail Hollow. He's somebody who actually likes this golf course. His first PGA Tour win was right here at the Wells Fargo Championship, now the Truist Championship. So Max Homa is really intriguing, and I talked about Bryson as well, my pick to win here this week. Robert McIntyre at 4 under par. He's one of those guys who pops on major championship leaderboards. Keep an eye on him here. I think a lot of these guys are going to be firing at flagsticks. It's moving day at the PGA Championship. You have a receptive golf course still due to the rain, so guys can get really aggressive.
This report, we were talking about the drivers there, Cam. This report about Rory McIlroy, which I don't believe has been confirmed yet. And Rory has been doing his best James Bond impression to get in and get out without talking to the media at Quail Hollow so far, but the report is his driver was deemed ineligible by the USGA before the opening round. Everybody was really high. Can he go get the Grand Slam, the one-year Grand Slam? He came into today 10 shots off the lead, and there was only one golfer in the tournament with worse accuracy off the driver than Rory McIlroy. Do you have any thoughts on what's happening with the Northern Irishman coming off of his Masters win?
Yeah, you know, it was really an interesting handicap going into this week, right? Because for so many years at the Masters, we were like, okay, so what's going on in between the ears? Because the data, the trends, the stats, they all look good for him to win the Masters, but can he get it done with the pressure coming off that collapse, say, 14 years ago or so? Now, going into the PGA Championship, you're like, okay, so how do you handicap this? Because he got it, right? He got the Grand Slam. He's all set there. So is he a little too fat and happy? Too many Jimmy Kimmel appearances and all these media hits that he's doing? And you're kind of seeing it here this week. Barely got into the weekend here. I don't really think he's going to be a factor the rest of the way. He may fire a 65 or something like that, but he's just too far back in the pack. The driver situation is interesting. PGA Tour golfers in particular are very routine oriented. For something like that to happen really will throw somebody like Rory off. But to the degree that he is really, really struggling this week, I would not expect that necessarily, but that's the case here. So yeah, I think it's something to monitor. The James Bond impression. He's probably not going to answer the questions when he is finally asked them, but it is something that is worth considering going forward with Rory and his driver, because that's usually his best part of the bag, at least in terms of distance, but clearly not this week.
We're sitting here with both Homa and Scheffler right now, sitting at -5. If you were to right away take a stab at either of these two going coming out on top, who will you pick?
Well, I think it's got to be Scottie Scheffler at +200, but, you know, that number is just too short for me. That's in the unbettable category in terms of golf. You know, there was a bet at BetMGM that I hammered, and it was take the field versus Rory or Scheffler winning. Now, super juicy number, -285, but that was just a pure implied probability play for me, because we're talking about a field of 156 players and one of the best fields in golf. Two players versus 154. Now, I'm sweating this one a little bit because Scotty's still the favorite to win over there at BetMGM, but I love that value there. And then, you know, Max Homa is really interesting to me, too. You have a much better number there at +2,000. So in terms of just pure value, I think Max Homa would be the better play in this instance. And I do think he has win equity. It's not like he can't win here this week. He certainly can. And Scottie Scheffler, for me, you know, is the obvious pick, but the number's just too short.
So when you have a field like this where you get names like Vegas and Pavon and Siwoo Kim, who had that incredible ace that got him up the leaderboard, I'm a big NBA bettor, and I love live betting games. I love letting a team go on a 10-12 point run and then taking the number at that spot, because you know it's going to level out, but they'll sometimes give you that number. Is there an opportunity to live bet this field today with it shaped up the way that it is, that kind of mirrors that NBA strategy, or are you still kind of riding favorites with them down the board? Or do you take a shot on some of these no-namers that are, I don't want to say no-namers, that's disrespectful, some of these lesser name players that are at the top of the board and get some better numbers? How are you live betting? How are you playing right now? Or do you at all?
Yeah, 91% of major winners in history were inside the top 10 after 36 holes. So you can use that scenario and just go from T7 all the way in. Now, that's a lot of golfers to pick from, and I'm not in love with this leaderboard. I'm a little bit sad that we don't have the Rorys, or, you know, even the Brysons or the Brookses way up there. Victor Hovland, T27, Tommy Fleetwood, John Rahm. I mean, these guys probably aren't going to be major factors here this week. So I'm going off of my advice about that 91% number and going outside the top 10, just because, to your point, I think there's going to be some leveling off here with this leaderboard. Like I said, Johnny Vegas is not going to win here this week. Matthew Pavon, not very proven at major championships. Matt Fitzpatrick even came in with bad form. So you could see some regression to the mean here. That is to say, I'm sticking with my pre-tournament pick. Bryson DeChambeau at T17 as we stand. This is a guy who can go out there and fire a 64, 63, something like that, and get really back into this mix here for Sunday afternoon. I thought Quail Hollow was a perfect fit for Bryson here this week. We're talking about a long golf course. We're talking about apex height. That's critical at this course, really placing the ball on these greens. Bryson DeChambeau can do that, plus 750 over at BetMGM. I like that number.
Any props that you look at this tournament, you think, got to jump all over that? I mean, I honestly have no idea how these greens play. I just watched a video of Phil taking four shots out of a bunker, and it gave me exponential joy.
Yeah, you know, you got some fun three-ball matchups that you can select from over at BetMGM. I was going to give you guys this selection, but it's starting in a minute. I like Daniel Berger at plus 100 even money against Campbell and Moore here today. Berger, really steady golfer, doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes, built for major championships, in my opinion. You know, you got Higo, Spahn, and Aaron Rye. Aaron Rye plus 138 in that three-ball matchup. I love Aaron Rye. I think he is a super talented golfer, really steady player, also doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes. The iron game is fantastic, so he's somebody that I'm looking at as well. And then kind of going down the list here, Robert McIntyre against JT Poston and Alex Smalley. JT and Smalley not as proven as Robert McIntyre is at major championships, and he has a nice number at plus 150 in this three-ball matchup. So some solid props here today.
When you are, when we are watching the stretch of this tournament and looking at this more from the perspective of golf, when we saw the trio of double bogeys from three of the top favorites in McIlroy and Scheffler earlier in the day, I assume this course is going to get a little easier to play as it dries out the rest of today and certainly into Championship Sunday. From the standpoint of a golf tournament, how do you think that is going to change what the field looks like? And if so, how are you reacting to that on the books?
Yeah, listen, I think somebody like a Bryson or an Aaron Rye who are sitting right outside that top 10 number, even Tony Finau, they're just going to go full aggression on this golf course, right? Because they have nothing to lose at this juncture. And to your point, the conditions are getting a little bit better here today. The tee times actually got shifted because of inclement weather, but I think we are smooth sailing the rest of the weekend. And that means clear conditions. That means still a damp golf course and an ability for guys to get really aggressive at these flag sticks. And I say that because you're getting less roll because the greens are still damp. So you can fire at these pins and not be too concerned about any effects after that. So, you know, I think Tony Finau is really interesting to me. You know, Wyndham Clark is a U.S. Open champion. He's on the golf course right now, one under par after two. So I expect a lot of guys just to go fully aggressive on this golf course, not really worry about the repercussions because at this juncture, you know, they're quite a few shots back of Johnny Vegas. Now, all the pressure is on Vegas right now, two strokes ahead of Pavon, Fitzpatrick, Siwoo, etc. And again, does not have a single top 20 at a major championship. So I would expect Vegas to backpedal a little bit. And then the leaderboard gets really interesting because a ton of guys are within striking distance.
I got to ask you this because this has actually been driving me kind of nuts. And I don't understand how any of this works anymore, quite frankly, with the fact that we're in the PGA Championship, but we've had like 20 live guys. I have no idea what this weird relationship is becoming. I have no idea where it's going in the future. I have no idea how guys can even qualify while they're in live. Can you explain to me what the hell is going on in this exact moment? Because I truly am so confused.
Yeah, let's unpack everything. So there is an agreement in place between PIF and the PGA Tour. Well, they're at least working on that agreement. And apparently conversations are going well to the degree that even 47, the president of the United States, is getting involved with this deal. Now, the issue is that we have Congress looking into this for antitrust reasons. The Department of Justice is looking into this for antitrust reasons. Until those two parties settle whatever they're looking into, this deal is never going to happen. And I'm getting more and more pessimistic that something is going to happen here in 2025. This is probably going to be a 2026 issue. So the PGA Tour and LIV, they're still separate. And guys like Bryson, Sergio, Patrick Reed, they are qualifying for these majors because of what they accomplished pre-LIV, whether that is winning a major championship or, you know, finishing inside the top 10 at a recent major, actually qualify you for the next one, something like that. And a lot of these guys still have high enough points in the official world golf rankings for them to get into these majors. So that is to say, for the longer this goes on, where the PGA Tour and LIV are separate, more and more LIV guys are going to drop out of these majors, because playing on LIV, you cannot qualify for official world golf rankings points. So slowly but surely, these guys are going to drop out, right? So that's the kicker. You play on LIV, you win on LIV, it matters nothing in the grand scheme of things in the official world golf rankings.
We are talking to our guy, Cam. This is interesting, Cam Rogers, because I've wondered for a while now, is the PGA just kind of running out the clock? We're going to have you back on, but 45 seconds, do you think there is a possibility that the PGA Tour has walked away because they're just trying to run out the clock on this whole thing?
Listen, it's very possible, but at the end of the day, you know, Saudi money is Saudi money, and that can go forever, and they are fully funding LIV right now. By the way, the experiment is just not working, right? It's not a profitable endeavor. So, you know, it's possible, but I do think Jay Monahan and PGA Tour leadership want the best possible product on the golf course, and to do that week in and week out, you got to get these LIV guys back on board. So we'll see what happens.
Cam Rogers, sports betting expert and host and community manager at Believe Network. Cam, great to have you on, big dog. We will do it again real soon, pal. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.